This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
And in a little more than an hour, President Obama is expected to announce two more cabinet nominations. He will tap Penny Pritzker to be the new Commerce Secretary and Michael Froman to be the U.S. Trade Representative. For more on both of them, we're joined live now by Nancy Marshall-Genzer, our correspondent in Washington. Good morning.
Hey, Jeremy.
So let's start with Penny Pritzker, Nancy, who some people may know is associated with the Hyatt Hotels.
Yeah, pretty closely associated, Jeremy. She's actually an heir to the Hyatt Hotel fortune. Yeah. But she also has her own real estate and investment companies. She was national finance chair for President Obama's first presidential campaign, and she broke fundraising records then, raising almost $750 million for the president. And she was co-chair for his 2012 campaign.
And the trade rep nominee, Michael Froman, also has a history with President Obama.
That's true. Right now, he is the White House's chief international economic affairs advisor, but he went to Harvard Law School with the president. They've known each other since their days at the Harvard Law Review. He's also raised money for President Obama. Surprise, surprise. He was a bundler in the 2008 campaign, raising $200,000.
And Nancy, both of these nominees are going to have to make it through the Senate. They have to be confirmed by the Senate. What challenges do they face there?
Yeah, Penny Pritzker could face questions about her family. They have a reputation for sheltering their money to avoid paying taxes. She's also had run-ins with the United Here labor union. The union is upset with Hyatt's failure to reach a new contract with its workers. And Michael Froman is a former executive of Citibank, which, of course, got a government bailout during the financial crisis. So there could be some questions about that.